With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Billings Police Chief says the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Office will investigate the fatal police shooting of a man in a hotel office after he turned towards officers with a gun. This was the seventh fatal shooting by law enforcement in Billings since 2012. All of the prior shootings were ruled justified. Authorities say Officer David Rashkoff shot the unidentified suspect three times after negotiations failed to convince the suspect to drop his weapon. A Red Lodge High School science teacher wants you to get out and vote. For her. Kate Belinda is hoping to get a wind turbine from Southern California to the high school through a contest being put on by an insurance company. Here she is on a YouTube video explaining her idea.
I think America should vote for harvesting the wind, powering the future through hands-on education, because it's big, it's huge, it's stepping outside the box, and showing our kids that they can do things that are not traditional.
The contest ultimately gives six teachers a $100,000 grant each to better their classrooms. Here's Kate Belinda.
Ours would obviously to bring our wind turbine to campus and allow us to generate electricity here.
Belinda is hoping to use the turbine as a teaching tool.
I'm looking at ways to engage our students in data and information that's real time. And so my hope is with this $100,000, I'll also get a web-based system that will allow us to analyze how we're utilizing energy on our campus.
She is currently in 10th place out of 15 finalists. Voting continues through the month of October. For more information, visit our website at mtpr.org. Jobs and job creation were the topics today for the gubernatorial candidates. Corin Cates-Carney starts our coverage with the Bullock administration's announcement that Montana received just over $1 million from the U.S. Labor Department to expand apprenticeship programs.
The Montana Department of Labor and Industry is getting $1.3 million in federal grant money to expand the Montana Registered Apprenticeship Program. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock announced the award from the U.S. Department of Labor this afternoon in the Capitol.
This new funding will be used to dramatically enhance and expand apprenticeship opportunities in healthcare, in advanced manufacturing, energy, information technology, finance, and skilled trades.
The Montana Registered Apprenticeship Program was created in 1941. It works as an employer-designed training program to teach specific and technical job skills. When someone goes through the program, they receive a certificate like a diploma that's recognized in all 50 states. State Department of Labor Commissioner Pam Busey.
For apprentices, these programs provide the chance for them to earn a paycheck while learning the skills the businesses need to grow their operations.
Jobs were also the topic for the Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte, as he spoke before the annual meeting of the Montana Chamber of Commerce. Jackie Yamanaka has more from Billings.
The Bozeman businessman calls entrepreneurship the heart of the private sector. The founder of Right Now Technologies believes children, as young as six, should be encouraged to start their own business.
The beauty of starting young with kids is they don't know things are impossible.
He says adults make business too complicated. He adds it's unfortunate business and success have become villainized in this country.
Winston Churchill said, when referring to the private sector, some think of it as a predatory lion that must be shot. Other people think the private sector is a cow that needs to be milked. But Winston Churchill said, no, it's the horse that pulls the entire cart.
He says it shouldn't be complicated to help Montanans start a small business. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News in Billings, with Corin Cates-Carney, MTPR News at the Capitol.
Democratic U.S. House candidate Denise Juno wants to chat with Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan when he's in Montana this weekend. Ryan will be in Billings Sunday, stumping for fellow Republican Ryan Zinke, who's seeking a second term as Montana's lone congressman. Juno told Missoula supporters today she sent Speaker Ryan an email to request a meeting. Juno, Montana's outgoing state school superintendent, says her note mentioned her bipartisan work to improve high school graduation rates.
I'd like to take that same solution-oriented approach to work across the aisle in Congress. In that vein, I'd like to meet with you to discuss what matters to Montanans and how we can work together to fix it.
The note criticized Speaker Ryan for his stances on public land access and women's health care. But it also praises him for his sometimes open criticism of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Juno hopes Ryan at least reads her message to get an understanding of what she says Montanans are all about. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.